The GAO report says the Defense Department failed to maintain adequate inventory controls for 36%, or about 87,000, of 242,000 weapons supplied during a four-year period ending in June 2008. The weapons include assault rifles, machine guns, pistols, mortars, and rocket-propelled grenade launchers supplied to Afghanistan's army and police. The Defense Department could not provide serial numbers for about 46,000 of these weapons and kept no reliable records for about 135,000 weapons obtained for Afghan forces by 21 countries or donors. Charles Johnson of the nonpartisan GAO was the first witness before the House National Security and Foreign Affairs Subcommittee.
Lapses in accountability occurred at all phases of the supply chain, including when the weapons were obtained, transported to Afghanistan, and stored at two central storage depots in Kabul.
Johnson says the Defense Department failed to provide clear guidance to U.S. personnel about procedures in handling weapons for Afghan security forces. The Combined Security Transition Command in Afghanistan, or SISTIKA, is responsible for receiving, storing, and distributing weapons for Afghan forces. The GAO report also found compromised accountability in how weapons were transported to Afghanistan, poor security at storage facilities, and no routine physical inventories conducted until July 2008. Lawmakers say the findings raise disturbing questions about weapons that may have fallen into the hands of Taliban or Al-Qaeda forces who staged attacks in Kabul this week. Here is the committee chairman and Democratic Representative John Tierney.
What if we had to tell those families not only why they were in Afghanistan, but why their son or daughter died at the hands of an insurgent using a weapon purchased by the United States taxpayers? But that's what we risk if we were to have tens of thousands of weapons we provided washing around Afghanistan off the books.
Principal Deputy Inspector General at the Pentagon, Thomas Gimbel, outlines some of the steps the military has taken to correct problems.
They also initiated formal procedures to ensure that serial numbers of weapons provided to Afghan security forces are recorded in the DoD Small Arms Light Weapon Serialization Program.
In this hearing and another in the House Armed Services Committee, lawmakers and witnesses renewed concerns about the overall situation in Afghanistan. Mark Schneider, Senior Vice President of the International Crisis Group, says President Obama inherits a chaotic situation made worse by a disorganized U.S. and allied strategy.
Strategic incoherence and inadequate coordination here in Washington, in Kabul, within the U.S. military, between the military and civilian government agencies, and between the U.S. and its international partners in Kabul are fatal to success in confronting the Taliban insurgency.
Drawing a contrast with Iraq, General Jack Kane, a former Army Vice Chief of Staff, says President Obama faces important decisions about how to proceed in Afghanistan.
Is not just resources. We threw lots of resources at the problem in Iraq. Resources are crucial. I'm not diminishing their importance, but it's how we use the resource, how we employ the troops. We had 150,000 troops, and we were employing them the wrong way in Iraq, and that's why for 3 years we were failing.
President Obama has ordered a complete review of U.S. policy on Afghanistan and Pakistan, with his special envoy Richard Holbrook holding talks in the region. A Defense Department report in January said U.S.-led forces lacked the numbers and resources required to control the south of Afghanistan and effectively combat a strengthening insurgency. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.